You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Lee Rayburn.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here is producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a group of dancers.
There's a dance studio owner in Madison who's been recruiting instructors to come work with her. Many of them are from her home country, Ukraine. As war has raged on in the Eastern European country, these instructors have moved across the world to start new lives in Wisconsin. And dance is one way they stay connected to their Ukrainian culture. WPR's Jonah Balekas visited the Fred Astaire Dance Studios to learn what dance means to these Ukrainians.
Pairs of dancers glide across the floor as the sun drenches the Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Madison. Couples sway their hips as they each practice unique dances, including rumba and other styles of ballroom dance. Most of these students are being taught by instructors who grew up in Ukraine. According to the studio's owner, Tatiana Lutsenko, ballroom dance in Ukraine is like basketball or football in the United States. Dance is deeply embedded in the country's way of life from an early age.
In Ukrainian culture, it's very common that all of the kids, as soon as they start to walk, they start to dance. So I also start in a very early age.
Lutsenko has been with the studio for about 9 years. When she thinks about her mission, she thinks big. She wants to enrich life through the power of dance. That can mean getting healthier through movement, or it can mean boosting self-esteem by dressing up in beautiful costumes.
A single women who say, I feel so feminine and I feel great about myself. Couples who've been married for several years and now they start to kiss each other and go to dates together. So that's probably the biggest thing that we do, that we change in life.
But dance offers something different for nearly all the instructors at this Fred Astaire dance studio. A connection to their home country. Some, like Lutsenko, moved to the U.S. from Ukraine before Russia's invasion in 2022. Others more recently fled the violence. All worry if they will have a home to return to or if it will ever resemble the country they left. Alexandra Babienko is from Zaporizhia, the same hometown as Lutsenko. The two used to dance together in Ukraine. Babienko says she's been happy to share ballroom dancing with Americans. It makes her proud to be Ukrainian.
It's hard to explain because it's more than just hobby or more than just like sport you do. It's more like lifestyle. So you're a dancer from like childhood. It's like you're a doctor. Same things.
Babienko says when the war started, she and others were always on their phones, even during Wisconsin dance competitions. Over time, she said it became too hard to wake up every night checking to see what happened.
You feel like you cannot help. Like you can do physically absolutely nothing to help those people. That was the worst part. You cannot go there, you cannot see them, you don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow, today, so that was the hardest part for me.
Katerina Zazulia started dancing in Ukraine when she was 4 years old. It has become her entire life. She says it's how she expresses herself and disappears from the world. She says it hurts to watch the news, but she takes care of herself by
dancing. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm trying this is happening to me, this is emotionally hard. I'm trying to come to my working place to give people positive energy, and that's what helps me to stay positive.
Studio owner Lutsenko has tried to adapt to life while her home country is at war. Every Saturday, she talks with her mom, who is still in Ukraine. Even if they don't have much to share, she just wants to know that her mom is okay. She's finding other ways to help her fellow Ukrainians.
Let me bring families of my friends. Let me help them. So let's try to help them to find a job here in the United States or maybe find apartments. So for me, my friends or my employee become my second family, and everything that I could not give back to Ukraine, at least I try to kind of give them here while they're here in the United States.
And perhaps they can find a piece of their home in Madison, too.
WPR's Jonah Balekas brought us that story on Ukrainian dancers in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.